Brian is the guy that I go to when I need a pulse on men. When I'm like, how do men feel about this? Or what do you think about semen retention? Or like anything wild and crazy. I know Brian is my safe space to be like, hi, do you want to play a game? Come play with me over the internet. Let's do it.
But not the creepy like Saul kind of game, like the fun kind of like, this is going to be uncomfortable, but I love it at the same time.
Yes, fun, comfortable. We're going to be fun, comfortable today because having these kind of conversations with your partner can be fun and playful. And so I hope as we try to create a scene together that it is fun and sexy. Welcome to the Open Bedroom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Kahlo. Welcome to conversations about open relationships, online dating, conscious uncoupling, and creating the relationship that truly aligns for you. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. I am bringing a returning guest, Coach Brian Jenkins. He was episode 90, Sex After the Storm, where we talked about having incredibly difficult conversations with our partners about wanting more. And this is actually a really great second conversation to that. So today, Brian and I are talking about how to have another difficult conversation, this time about your needs. Maybe you have needs a little bit edgier than your partner. And so today we're going to talk about negotiating that. How do you bring it up? The mechanics behind it, give you some actionable steps. And we even may throw in a little scene so you guys can see how this works. So Brian, do you want to take a minute, just introduce yourself and we'll jump in.
Yes, to be honest with you. So thank you for having me back. I am excited for this conversation. And honestly, my butthole is clenched a little bit because this is going to be, I'll be on the receiving end of like having this, uncomfortable need or desire asked of me, but this is cool. This is all practice. So what I do on the outside world when I'm not Jennifer's guinea pig on sexual conversations, I help couples and men and women to be more authentic in their relationships, to bring more of their authentic expression, creativity, and selves to the relationship in the bedroom. So happy to play this game with Jen and see where this goes.
I love it. So Brian is the guy that I go to when I need a pulse on men, when I'm like, how do men feel about this? Or what do you think about semen retention? Or like anything wild and crazy. I know Brian is my safe space to be like, hi, do you want to play a game? Come play with me over the internet. Let's do it.
But not the creepy like Saul kind of game, like the fun kind of like, this is going to be uncomfortable, but I love it at the same time.
Yes, fun, comfortable. We're going to be fun, comfortable today because having these kind of conversations with your partner can be fun and playful. And so I hope as we try to create a scene together that it is fun and sexy. So first, let's hear from Brian because, of course, he is our guru of men. And so let's hear, Brian, I'd love to hear from you. Well, let me take a step back and kind of set this up. So as a coach, also sex and relationship coach on my end, mostly for women, also for couples, I see a lot of women leading forward in the relationship with I've reached a certain age, I'm going through a midlife awakening, I need more sex, I need more vibrancy, I'm explorative, I'm curious, I want something else too, like not something else, but I want something and, like here it is. And I want to play with you, my partner who I love, who I've been with for a long time. And a lot of times I'm finding the men being resistant or their buttholes being clenched or curious as to, well, for 20, 30 years, this has been great. Like, why are you fucking trying to change things? So can you give us some insight as to, especially for the women, why are our men not just following suit? Why are they not excited? Why don't they just want to help lead this with us? Like what's going on inside of our guys?
Yeah, really great question. Multi-pronged. I'll start with what I think is probably the obvious one is we may not know how to trust the desire or the quest, right? So let's keep with the scenario. Let's say that you've never really asked of this change or just for spice, sort of switch it up. And it's been 20, 30 years. And he's kind of like, maybe in a lot of ways settled for this kind of like vanilla kind of sexual engagement, right? And perhaps what you're suggesting is something that he's desired and been craving for decades now. But he just kind of assumed or just accepted that it's not going to happen because for whatever reason, right? Difficult conversations. Now you present this freaking fantasy you know, on a platter to him. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's like, well, what's the catch? Like, is this a gotcha? Are you just trying to see like where my freakiness is? But it's like really going to say, ha ha, I'm not into this stuff. Is this potentially, have you seen something? Have you experienced something? And now are you perhaps like poking at insecurity that I have? Because it's kind of like out of left field. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like sometimes how they say like when it, I've heard this and I don't know exactly how it was said, but essentially if your woman randomly changes like to very, you know, normal plain Jane kind of like bras and underwears, now it's like fancy and lacy out of nowhere, be concerned. Mm. Why? Because if it's not for you, who's it for, right? And so that may not be the case for the woman. She just may be in this phase where she wants to explore, but I can't imagine it's for me. It has to be someone else, you know? So you might be tapping into our insecurities. And I think the last part is we perhaps may have never experienced that. And so our performance anxiety may come in, right? We may be like down for it. It's like almost like a dog that chased the car. Mm-hmm. But then once it gets the car, it doesn't know what to do with the car. It's like, oh shit, like, oh, I got it. Now what happens? Like we've wanted this fantasy forever. And now it's here. It's like, oh man, now to actually like be in it. Like, what if I look stupid? What if I mess it up? What if I know how to do it? Right. So there's a whole bunch that could be like wrapped up in there.
Okay. One thing that you didn't touch on that I'm curious about is what if she comes to him your partner comes to you with something that feels too edgy. It's just too much. Hmm. Then what? Like, how do you navigate that? Because one of the things that I mentioned, you know, before we hit play is I want to make sure that we're not yucking our partner's yum, that we are honoring that our partner is being very transparent and that's really scary. And they're being honest and they're bringing their heart and they're saying, I want to try this thing, or I want us to go in this direction, or I want us to be explorative. And if you're like shitting all over that, like, what does that do to the other person? And why are you clenching? And like, would you have any thoughts around that?
Yeah. Well, I think, we're going to assume in this scenario that if in this case, the woman has the confidence to share this with her partner, that there's a level of trust and honesty and openness that has been created. Okay. So having said that, if she feels like she's willing to, let's use a real life example. All right. So this is pre my wife and pre like my dating days. There were two different women who wanted two different things. One wanted really very kind of like what I considered at the time, very rough or aggressive kind of manhandling of her, like really pinching the nipples and biting them and scratching her. And I was really uncomfortable, especially in the beginning, because I never had a partner ask for those things. Right. But at the same time, I was single. I just got to Spain. And so it's kind of exciting and, you know, going along with it, but really uncomfortable. After that, I was with a woman who wanted to eat my asshole, you know? So as she was like giving me a head, she wanted to slide down the balls and like stick her tongue in my ass. And I was like, no. I was like clenching up, you know, like it was something that I couldn't imagine doing. One, because in my mind, like I was still focused on, oh, well, that's like, if you are literally like my asshole, then somehow I'm gay. Right. So like, I'm not doing that. But totally missing the fact there's this beautiful Spanish woman in between my legs, sucking my dick and wants to stick her tongue in my ass, but still somehow it's gonna make me gay. Right. So that's one part of it. And the other part of it is just being open to the experience of it. So to your question, when this came to me, I didn't freak out. Mainly, I think it was probably like my ego. Like I didn't want to be like scared. So like, I was like trying like, this is cool. But like I was playing it off cool. But if it's like really a no-no thing, it really feels like too extreme from the man's perspective, is really slowing down and asking more questions to your partner, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever it may be, about where it's coming from, right? Now, having said that, for the woman, okay, if you already have your spidey sense going off and you know your partner and you know you've never had this kind of play before, mm-hmm. be prepared that he may feel like, what, right? So try to prepare yourself not to be so sensitive to the fact that he may yuck it, not because it's yucky for him, but it's new. It's kind of out of left field. So, but with this openness, like be prepared for that. Introduce in a way where like maybe kind of dip your toe in, like pun intended, or just give him the space to kind of navigate that. But I think the open conversation is what's really going to navigate like where it goes.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, because you just opened the door. Here we go. So I want to play a scene with you. Yeah. I would like to, I feel like I want to be the one that asks How do I want to do this? Because I feel pretty strong on my end that I could come up with a lot of examples of how I can get what I want to get to what I want to lead us to where I want. So why don't I play the woman asking you, my partner, or play pretending, to come join me in this exploration. And I want to see you kind of play with me a little bit with it.
Cool. Well, set the scene. I mean, make it sexy, Jen. Like, how long have you been together? Like, what's our sex life been like? Like, where are we?
Oh, you want the whole background?
Set the scene.
Okay, here's the scene. We've been married for a long time. Maybe, let's say, 30 years. So we are in our 50s. Does that make sense? Yes. We're in our 50s. Our kids have now left the house. We're empty nesters. Life is quiet and kind of boring. We've been together so long that, you know, we still have sex, but it's kind of like every now and then. And I, all of a sudden, am like stepping into who I am, having my midlife awakening. I might even be like premenopausal. And I'm like, holy fuck, like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm feeling super sexual and I want to share this with you. And I want to lead us into some exploration. Is that good?
No, I think it'd be helpful for the women listening. Is there anything in particular that has sparked this sexual like renaissance? Like, did you read a book? Did a girlfriend tell you something, or it just happened?
I think, again, in this pretend situation, I have just started to become more aware of my body and that I'm feeling more turned on by things, by looking at other men, by maybe a movie that I watched, by maybe my own body is starting to feel awakened. And so I'm like, ooh, I want to start to kind of explore that.
Yeah, beautiful. So let's just say, because and I'm asking this in this way because I have seen this again with my clients as well. Especially the women, is maybe not even using your body, like being a bit conservative for most of your life.
Okay.
And almost feeling like now it's getting to the point where it's not going to be the same shape, the same, you know, everything. Like, it's only going to kind of more loose, you know. So now, like, while you still have this sexiness, this tension, this excitement in it, you still want to use it, you know. Let's go for that.
Okay. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
So we're in the kitchen, bedroom, park.
We're having a conversation. Maybe just having some coffee together and we're like snuggled in the living room. Okay. We're not in the bedroom at this point. Okay. So Brian, I know that we've been together forever and I feel like our relationship is stronger than it's ever been. And I'm so grateful to be married to you, partnered to you, doing this life with you. You're exactly the kind of man I always wanted to be with. And what's been interesting is as I'm getting older, I'm actually feeling more sexual than ever in my body. And I'm realizing, again, as we're getting older, my body's shifting, it's changing, and I'm actually feeling more sexually empowered than ever before. And I would love to try some new things. What do you think?
Well, let me just say that you're more radiant than ever, and it's been a pleasure being in life with you. And so, yeah, I'm down. So what ideas do you have in mind?
Okay, well, I've been thinking because, I mean, we've had sex for 30 years, you know, together.
I know that look in your eye. I've seen that before. Okay, where's this going?
I've been thinking it would be really fun to maybe have someone watch us somehow, or to watch other people. Like, I want us to just kind of feel this energy of like opening, and like, I think that would be maybe a good first step. And then I have a few more ideas. So like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I think it's a little weird, but actually exciting when I think about it. I mean, do you have any ideas of like who you want us to watch us, like friends or kind of people in public? Or
I think this is the strangers thing. I was thinking the other night how fun it would be while we were making love. I was thinking how fun it would be to open up the curtains. Like, that felt really edgy that maybe someone in our neighborhood might see us.
All right. Okay. The neighbors.
Well, Okay. I mean, we're in our 50s, so it's not like we can go have, you know, sex in the car. So, well, maybe there's some other, maybe we rent an Airbnb somewhere that people don't know us. And then we could maybe be a little bit edgier. Like maybe we could skinny dip outside in the hot tub at this Airbnb. Maybe in the middle of the day, we leave the drapes open and we make love by the window. What do you think?
I love that. I love that. Actually, you know, actually giving the ideas going, like, let's get an Airbnb by the beach and have sex on the beach. And if people walk by, they walk by, they enjoy the scene.
Okay, that's really edgy. But you gave me material. Well, that feels a little bit too fast for me. another idea that I had was, you know, I don't want to share you, but I like the energy of what if we were somewhere where other people might be having sex. And so I've heard about this thing called like a sex club or like a house party. And so I'm curious, how would you feel about us being in the energy of other people having sex, but us not sharing each other, but maybe even we had sex too there?
Yeah. Okay. So where's this coming from? Like, I love it. Like, this is exciting, but I've never known you to be so adventurous. Like, is this
okay? So I haven't told you, but I've been exploring with like female created porn. So I've been listening to these audio stories and I've been watching a few scenes, and the ones that I notice that get me really excited are when someone's watching or being watched. And for some reason, like that voyeurism thing or the exhibitionism thing, even like both of them, they really, I just find it really curious and also thrilling.
Okay, cool. Now, look, so thank you for offering the conversation. This is exciting, but I'll be honest with you, there's a part of me that feels like, but are you happy with our sex life? Are you happy with me? Or is this just like kind of the next level?
Absolutely. I'm super, I said absolutely, absolutely. I'm super happy. Like, what is she really feeling? I'm super happy. And I just feel like, how can we take it up a notch? Maybe an idea to go a little bit slower would be, I mean, we've been together 30 years, but we've never actually like recorded anything that we've done or taken pictures. Like, how would you feel edgy?
Don't pull back. Like I'm not a no to like the public sex thing. I'm just a little bit curious because I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. And you know, but a sex club. Do you have? I mean, do you know of anything? I've never even looked at anyone in the neighborhood or in the next county or.
Well, I mean, I looked online and the closest one is like 4 hours from us. So I was thinking like maybe we just pick a weekend and again get an Airbnb and, you know, just really make it about us and enjoying the energy, the electric energy of sexuality. Just see what happens.
Yeah. That's exciting. Actually, I'm actually getting hot thinking about it. And I'll be honest, if I can be honest with you, like, I know you said it's not about, you know, not about like involving anyone else, but I don't know, like, what if someone did want to get involved? Like, how would you feel about that?
Well, I feel that, that's an interesting question. You know, I have been a little bit curious in navigating other categories of the porn that I've been watching. And when I watch porn with threesomes, I get really excited. And I think about like, what would it be like to share you with someone? Or what would it be like for you to watch someone with me? Or what would it be like if that couple that we hang out with frequently, if we got a little sexy with them?
Bill and Jane?
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. I've always, okay. All right. So it sounds like you would be okay with it then. Like really?
So. Yeah, I think so. So.
So we don't have to do anything. We just keep it open. And so when we do get there, we can be, you know, kind of check with each other and see how we feel when we get there. But yeah, that seems exciting.
This is so exciting. Okay, let's cut scene. So I hope that you're watching this and you're going like, okay, this is this natural progression. I hope that you noticed I backtracked a little bit because I wanted to see how excited, Brian, you actually were, your character was, and to give you some other safer ideas if we needed to play a little bit smaller first. What did you do on your end that you want to call out?
Yeah. So what I want to do also do is because, you know, we kind of set the scene like with the assumption that the man would be really uncomfortable with everything. Mm-hmm. And I just want to offer that perhaps like with the trepidation that the woman in this case would have of offering the idea that actually the man's like down for, he's excited. Mm-hmm. And he actually may want to go further than your introduction as well. You know, so for both of you to kind of be prepared for like the ante being raised, you know, but then how you both can navigate the conversation to be supportive of each other's desires and exploration.
Yeah, you definitely threw a curveball at me at the end. I was like, oh God, how would she feel about this? And I thought maybe she'll just go for it. Maybe she already has been thinking some things about that. And so I think as you're having this conversation with your partner, try to agree when you're done with your conversation, of like, what's the first step? Do we just book that Airbnb where we can have sex with the curtains open and it feel edgy? Do we book the Airbnb by the sex club and we go one night as a couple and we just stay together? Or do we do option three, which is take it a step further and we, you know, invite our friends over and see what happens? That feels super edgy, but...
You know what, like, was also really good, like, with your character is when I did kind of, like, up the ante on the beach, for example, and then, like, introducing the possibility of involving someone else, you did kind of get caught off guard. And so what I want to say, like, in this also for both partners is the same kind of, how do you say, openness and safety and security that you're wanting from your partner as you make the initial offer. Mm-hmm. Also give that to them as well, you know, so be aware, like, where are you emotionally, you know, with the ask, like your potential insecurities, your potential worries that may come into play, and create that safe space for each other to explore it, you not make either one like wrong or bad or yuck in this situation.
I love that. Thanks for playing with me.
Yeah, that was fun. I was actually definitely not acting. That was like my real character.
You're like, let's keep going. What's the edgiest thing we could do? I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I want to add. This feels really complete at this point. My intention was just to bring this up to our viewers of you can have difficult conversations where you're wanting to move your relationship forward. Maybe how to start it, how to pose it, what the conversation might look like, how to go forward, how to go backward. To your point, I retracted when you wanted sex on the beach. And I was like, holy shit, I don't want to have sex in front of strangers. There might be kids on this beach.
Like, you're going to learn today.
And then kind of how to like renegotiate what that looks like. Brian, thank you for setting up the beginning of the conversation of, you know, maybe what your guy might be thinking, and it could be the reverse as well. What your woman might be thinking. Am I not enough? Where did you find this? Why are you wearing sexy underwear now? You know, all of those things are things to keep in mind.
Yeah. There's something else that wanted to come like with the conversations and the expectations. And, you know, if you didn't watch the last episode, we talked about, you know, with the difficult conversations. We talked about, you know, really leaning into not only the fear that may come up of having the conversation, but also the beauty that is on the other side of that, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen. But if we only focus on like, oh my God, if I say this, he's going to be turned off. He's going to be jealous. He's going to be upset and whatever, you continue to suppress and you continue to hide, continue to not share. You feel less of yourself and your partner doesn't even know what's going on. Right. So, you know, at least from my standpoint, you know, I would lean into the side of love and exploration and the optimism and trust that wherever the conversation goes, even if it's initially like a dumpster fire, that you'll be able to navigate it back, like with the honesty and openness that you two have together. Right. So it's just not fall into the fear of avoidance.
And I guess the last thing I want to leave our people with is difficult conversations are difficult. And sometimes it really helps to get a coach, to get somebody to help you have them. And both Brian and I work with couples, individuals. Like I said, he's my man coach that I go to when I need man questions answered. And so feel free to reach out to either of us if you need someone to kind of hold your hand through this conversation. We both do, you know, single coaching sessions. You can buy packages. We can get something creative for you, but don't feel like you have to do it alone. And our relationships are our most important assets. And, you know, you don't want to screw that stuff up. So feel free to reach out if you need help.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Yeah, Jennifer, thanks again for the conversation, your commitment and creativity to this space and, you know, making the taboo less taboo. I love it. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on and can't wait to have you on again. Bye. Yeah. Hey there. Did you know that I do online coaching? Yes, I do online coaching in the sex and relationship space. Some of the topics that are near and dear to my heart are open relationships. So that includes polyamory, swinging, or what we call the lifestyle. I also love conversations around online dating. We're talking Bumble, Tinder, Field, and more. And then the last thing that's really passionate and close to my heart is conscious uncoupling. That means we get to break up with people with love and respect, with dignity and hope. We get to create a life for our children that gets to be a little bit different. We can do things better than we have in the past.